Milo's Pro Rewards members. Go big during Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Buy more and save more with up to 20% off job site essentials like primed finger joint boards when you spend $3,000 or more. Plus, get up to 25% off PVC DWV pipes when you spend $250 or more. Shop Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 123. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to this podcast called The Dictionary. The first word is boot. Again, it is the fourth form transitive verb from the 15th century. One, to put boots on. 2A, synonym is kick. 2B, to eject or discharge summarily, I got it, often used with the word out, as in, was booted out of office. I can think of somebody who we might want to boot out of the office. Number 3, to make an error on a grounder in baseball. That's the example. And then, broadly, the word botch, B-O-T-C-H. Number 4, ooh, that was a weird burp. Number 4, to ride a horse in a race, as in, booted home 3 winners. I wonder if that's because they kick the horse with their boots? Maybe? I'm just guessing here. Let's see, number 5. Oh, this is interesting. So 5A and B are both... that's the etymology. The etymology of 5 is the word bootstrap, which is the second form of bootstrap, which is the beginning of the next episode. So that's the etymology of number 5. Just getting that out there on the front end, just so you know. So 5A says, to load a program into a computer from a disk. And then 5B, to start or ready for use, especially by booting a program, as in, boot a computer. And that is often used with the word up. I remember when we got our first computer, this was in the early to mid 80s, and to load a program or to save a program or to save a file, you would have to switch out the disks multiple times. There was literally a disk, a 3.5-inch floppy disk for just the system to run, but then you had to put in a different disk to run the program that you wanted to run, and then when you wanted to save the file, you had to switch the disks like 4 or 5 times just to get the file to save. Oh my God. The things that we had to live through. You kids today, you don't know. You don't know. Okay, where are we? We are now in the intransitive definitions for the word boot. Number 1, to become loaded into a computer's memory from a disk, as in, the program boots automatically. Number 2, to become ready for use, especially by booting a program, as in, the computer boots quickly. And it sucks when they don't. And that is often used with the word up. Bootable is an adjective. Now we have the fifth form of boot. It is a noun from 1593. It is archaic. Synonyms are booty and plunder. Next is boot black. One word, noun from 1817, one who shines shoes. Next is boot camp. Two words, noun from 1916, one, a Navy or Marine Corps camp for basic training. Two, a disciplinary facility or program in which young offenders are forced to participate in a rigidly structured routine. Next is the word booted. Boot with an ED, adjective from 1552, wearing boots. Next is booty, B-O-O-T-E-E or I-E. This is a noun from 1799, a usually ankle-length boot, slipper, or sock, especially an infant's knitted or crocheted sock. And it says this is... It's of infants' footwear. That's what it says. They wear booties. Or sometimes, if you go into a house that has, where you don't want to mess up the floors, you might have to put booties on your boots. All right, next we have, I think it is pronounced booties. Booties, something like that. It is spelled capital B-O-O-T-E-S, but the second O has the umlaut, which is the two dots. This is a noun from, oh, it does not give me a year, a northern constellation containing the bright star Arcturus. This is Latin, from the Greek Boötes, which was literally means plowman, which is from Bous, B-O-U-S, which is a head of cattle. And there's more at the word cow. I don't know my constellations, but maybe I can find a picture of this one. All right, next we have Booth, B-O-O-T-H, noun from the 13th century. One, a temporary shelter for livestock or field workers. 2A, a stall or stand, as at a fair, for the sale or exhibition of goods. 2B1, a small enclosure affording privacy for one person at a time, as in a telephone booth. Also as in polling booths. 2B2, a small enclosure that isolates its occupant, especially from patrons or customers, as in a ticket booth. 2B3, an isolated enclosure used in sound recording or in broadcasting, as in a radio booth. I used to record this podcast in a voiceover booth, which is what they're talking about here, but that is not happening anymore, and now my bedroom has become my recording booth. All right, now we are on 2C, a restaurant seating arrangement consisting of a table between two high-back benches. This is from Middle English, both of Scandinavian origin, akin to the Old Norse booth, B-U-T-H, which means booth. It is akin to the Old English buon, which means to dwell, and there's more at the word bower or bower. Next is booty. So this one is B-O-O-T-I-E. I know we had that before, but the actual spelling of that one was B-O-O-T-E-E, and so we're getting this one again. It is a variation of two things, booty with an E-E, which is what we read before, or also booty with a Y, which we will be getting to in the next episode. Next is bootjack, noun from 1798, a device, as with a V-shaped notch, used for pulling off boots. Next is bootlace, noun from 1832. It is British, and we have the synonym shoelace. By the way, I didn't notice, but we have a picture of a bootjack. So it's a little wooden, looks like a wooden contraption where it's like a board, and then there's a little piece under it that sort of it sits on, and then on the back of it, there's a space where you can put your one foot. And then in the front of it, there's that V-shaped notch that they're talking about, and you put the back of your other shoe, your other foot's boot inside, and then that helps you to pull off the boot. It's a very simple but ingenious device. All right, next we have bootleg, first form, noun from 1634. One, the upper part of a boot. That's the part that goes on the leg. Number two, something bootlegged, as 2A, synonym is moonshine. 2B, an unauthorized audio or video recording. 3, a football play in which the quarterback fakes a handoff, hides the ball against his hip, and rolls out. Compare to the number 8 definition for the word draw. Bootleg is also an adjective. Second form of bootleg, verb from 1889. Starting with transitive, 1A, to carry alcoholic liquor on one's person illegally. 1B, to manufacture, sell, or transport for sale. And then in parentheses, the example is alcoholic liquor. And then it finishes up with illegally. So to manufacture, sell, or transport for sale illegally. And alcoholic liquor is an example. 2A, to produce, reproduce, or distribute illicitly or without authorization. 2B, synonym is smuggle. Here we go with the intransitive definitions. 1, to engage in bootlegging. Number 2, to run a bootleg play in football. and bootlegger is a noun. I am making myself tired. It's been a long week. Next is bootless, adjective from 1559. Synonyms are useless and unprofitable, as in a bootless attempt. Bootlessly is an adverb, and bootlessness is a noun. Next is bootlick, one word, verb from 1845. First is transitive, to try to gain favor with through a servile or obsequious manner. Obsequious manner, is that in a... I think that's in a They Might Be Giants song.
I was working all night in my office when a man I had recently killed called me up from a phone near my building. So I looked out the window at him. He had the same obsequious manner that was the reason I had him killed.
Now we have intransitive, to act obsequiously. Bootlicker is a noun. Obsequious is such a good word. All right, now we have boots, noun from circa 1837. It is British, a servant who shines shoes, especially in a hotel. And then our last word is bootstrap. One word, it is the first form. Second form is in the next episode. This is a noun from 1875. One, a looped strap sewed at the side or the rear top of a boot to help in pulling it on. So we got bootstrap that helps you put on your boots, and then we got a boot jack, which helps you take off your boots. Oh, and then we have number two. It is plural, so bootstraps, and that means unaided efforts, often used in the phrase by one's own bootstraps. So we had boot, boot black, boot camp, booted, booty, booties, booth, booty, bootjack, bootlace, bootleg, bootleg, bootless, bootlick, boots, and bootstrap. I am going to pick booties with a capital B and an umlaut over the second O as the word of the episode. Because the stars and space is cool. Are cool. Yeah. Thank you very, very much for listening. And until next time, this is Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.